Begin. She went pretty far down. We are on Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. We're halfway down by Ha'omer Sumas Einai. It's by the two dots. It's right across from Tosos Uriminhi. Okay? So Ha'omer Sumas Einai. Remember the Mishnah said a guy walks over. Reuven walks over to Shimon and tells Shimon, blind me, or chop off my hand, or break my leg, then, the Mishnah says, Shimon is chayev. Even if he says, Amanas liftor, Shimon is chayev. If he says, rip my clothing, or break my pitcher, then he's chayev. But if he says, Amanas liftor, he's putter. Basically, the only difference is, if you say, Amanas liftor by Kalim, then the guy will be putter. So the Gemara asks, Hamalei Ravasi bar Chamalei Rava, Maishna Reisha, Umaishna Seifa. Why in the ratio are you chayev no matter what? But in the sefer, you'll be putter if you say amanas liftor by kara es ksusi. So amrolei, so he gives him an answer. Rabbi Girsa actually changes it to Rabban. I think it makes sense because later on Rabba gives an answer. So one of them has to be somebody else. So amrolei, resha lefisha ein adam mochel o rashe evarim. A person does not really have mechila on his Rashi Avarim. Rabban says he must have been just angry or something. A person can't have, he says that's believe he has an issue. But even though we say Dvarim Shebelev and Avarim, but maybe we say this is Dvarim Shebelev Chol Adam. That everybody, known people really don't, even if he says that you should do this to be Potter, he doesn't really have Gemiros Dachs. It must have been because of a tsar or some other side reason that he was saying that, maybe he was angry. But it is still for you, and you know that most people don't. You should know that most people aren't going to be, say, oh, yeah, break my leg, and they're legit about it. So if you do it, you are chayev. So Amar Leh, so Rav Asi says back to Amar Leh. Right, Rav Asi says back to Rabbo, b'chiyada mochel al tsaro. No, I think people are mochel on their pain and suffering. People are mochel on their tsar, which is interesting because Rabbo answered, Eino de mochel al rosh yavarim. And then he says, but people are mochel on their tsar. It's different. Maybe they'll be mochel just on the pain, but not on... Okay. There's Adam, he Adam mochel mosu tsara. The Tanya, we have a brisa that says, if the nechbal says to the chovel, hakeni, ptsaani, amanas liftor, then you are putter. The brisa says you are putter. What's the difference? Our mishnah says you're chayev. This brisa says you're putter. So what's going on here?
That's hitting me. That's not severing a limb.
Okay, so but he also says
it's very different.
It is different. I hear you, but he's pointing out is that you are, one is saying the tsar of hitting me, and the other saying is the pain and suffering of. I hear you. That's what I'm raising. I don't know why that knocks off the answer, and not that your answer so much that Rav was ishtik. He was quiet. So then Amrar, so he says back to him, Rava's quiet, and then he says, Midi Shmila Bahach. Okay, so do you have an answer? What's your answer? So Amrulay, so Rav asks back to Rava, Hachi Amr Rav Sheshes, this is what Rav Sheshes says, that the Nechbal can't be Mochel by chopping off his hand or by blinding him. Mishup Pagam Mishbacha, because it causes pain and a Pagam to the family to know that now they have a lame child or lame family member or blind. That they can't be Mochel. So since he doesn't have the, because that's not its, the Pekam Mishbach, I guess, assume that that's a legitimate issue, but he can't be Mochel, the Pekam that's going to be caused to the other members of his family. So I think maybe instead of the Pekam, I would think that you'd have to deal with the family, you have to be taken care of, and insurance, and all the family, but I guess the pain and suffering, the family's going to have to suffer now to deal with this invalid, to deal with this person who now, like you said, is blinded or broken or has a chopped off leg, that it can't be mochel. So, Itmar, right, and we have, Gemara brings a machlokes now. Itmar, Rav Oshi Amar Mishu Pagam Mishpacha. The reason why you cannot be mochel on your Evarim is because of the Pagam Mishpacha. But Rava Amar, that's why here it's Rava, maybe it should be Rava. But Rava Amar Mishu Mishain Adam Mochel Al Rosh Evarim Shalo. He says, no. Like we said before, you know, there's a difference. Rosh Yavarim, he's not going to be mochel on. Maybe the tsar, he'll be, to hit him, to get a black eye, he'll be mochel. But to blind him, he's not going to be mochel. Right? Mishum she'ein adam mochel Rosh Yavarim shelo. Rav Yochanan says no. Yesh hein shehu kelav, and yesh lav shehu kehein. Sometimes yes means no, and sometimes no means yes. You have to listen to the voice and hear what he's saying. You have to listen to the context and hear what he's saying. Rashi says as follows. Rav Yochanan Amar, Adam mochel alakol. No. The Mishnah is not two different cases. The Mishnah is just talking about what typically happens. But really, a person can be mochel everything. He can be mochel his evarim. He can be mochel his possessions. Umas nisin, lav da amalei nechba l'chovo kata es yadi amanashet he patur. He doesn't say, chop my hand off on condition that you will be patur. Ella, he says, kata es yadi stama. We'll see this in the Gemara in a minute. He says, cut my hand off. Stam. Chop my hand off. The amalei chovel, and then the chovel responds, amanas liftor. On condition that I'll be potter. I'll do it, but only if you tell me that I'm going to be potter. Klomer, emroli ata amanasha ye potter, meaning I'm going to be potter. And amrole, heyach hein. He goes, yeah. He says, hein. The kamashmo amas nisin, the yesh hein shu kalaf, he goes, dimit maha admui. The guy basically says, you cut off my hand, and you tell me to be potter. I'm like, yeah, right, you're going to be potter. That's basically what he says. You have to look at the voice. Yeah, you'll be potter. Of course, you're not going to be potter if you cut off my hand. But interesting that we showed him talk about, you have this idea that even if you say that he can be mochal on. Is he putter from the Isser? There is an Isser to hit Chov B'chaver. There's still an Isser to hit somebody, right? The basin can only hit, right? You can't hit more than what the Malkos that you're allotted. We learned that there's an Isser to hit your fellow friend. So what about Klap Shemaya? So some Rishonim said, yeah, the only difference is that you're being putter from the Tashlumim, but you still have an Isser Klap Shemaya that you did in Aveira. Others say, no, that once you're Mochel, figure what the Machlok says, once you're Mochel all the way through, and there's no longer an Isser anymore. Okay, but that's so. Rabbi Yochanan says yesh lavshat. Sometimes it means yes, means no. And so here we say yeah, I'm going to be potter. So that yes, really mean no. So let's see. Let's read the Gemara and Tainami Hachi. This is what the Bryce learns as well. This is like Rabbi Yochanan. Hakeni hit me, ptsaani, wound me. So the guy's response, amanas liftor, and he says on condition that I get that I'm potter, v'amar lo hein, and he says yes. So the hare yesh hein shukalav. That yay, they have to check that hein can really mean no. If he says, Karos Ksusi, rip my garment, Amanas Liftor, Vamil Allah, because now don't worry about it. Yeah, you'll be chayv. Of course, you know. No, of course you're not going to be chayv. That's what I'm telling you to be putter. So, Hare Lav Shukahain. That can be a Lav Shukahain. How can you tell? You have to be able to deal with the context, I guess. So let's just finish the Rashi. Rashi says, Pitsaani, right? We've read the first Rashi, but the second Rashi is Ka'ini Pitsaani, the Amrlo Zel, Amanas Liftor, and the Chol will then respond on condition that I'll be putter. If he says it in a way, it's like, yeah, you'll be potter. So then, he's really going to be chayev. But if he says it, yeah, you'll be potter. No problem, you'll be potter. So then, he'll be potter in that case. Ubrais la'el. But the brice that we brought down, the katani, hake'eni upatsani, amanas lifter potter, bid amor nechbal kula milsa. There, it's where the nechbal says the whole thing. He says, hake'eni upatsani, amanas lifter. Then you're going to be potter by the case of hitting. To have vaday dafka amale, but it says dafka. And even if he says it in a way where he says to hit me, to wound me as well, he says it in a way where you can tell that he really means it, then you'll be potter as well. He says, yesh lav shu kehen, I atma potter. Sometimes it's a lav that's kehen, depending on how he says it. Like it atma is like a questioning way. He's like, yeah, really? You know, something like that. Then you'll be potter. So why does the Mishnah list, if there's no difference whether or not he tells me to hit my body or to hit my crux susi, so it all depends on the tone of voice and what he means when he says yes or no, so why does the Mishnah make the distinction between guf and possessions? So Rashi says, that's typical. The lav kahain and the hain can lav. Typically, when you say yes to hit my body, you mean no. And typically, when you say yes to rip my clothing, you mean yes. That's the typical way. So the Mishnah just wrote to Orcha, right? The machl inish hamamonet tvei megufik. Because normally, a person is going to be more inclined to have some people at least to be mochel on their money than on their body.
So what's the exact exchange? Why is he inviting him to hit him? I don't really mean that.
Because he's weird. I don't know. That's the case.
Is he a sound mental habit?
That's the case. I don't know.
Well, what kind of crazy guys is blind?
I don't know. That's why I have to look into each case, Kosher Yochanan. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Shvor es kati, kro es ksusi, chayev. Right? If you break my pitcher, rip my garment, you're a chayev. Even if he tells him to do it, because he doesn't say amanas liftor. The whole thing is amanas liftor. Then you're chayev. So the Gemara says, Rimini, I'll ask you a stira on this din from another brisa. In the parsha of the Shomrim, the pasuk says, So the Gemara says Lishmor. When you give it over to Lishmor. So Lishmor v'lo la'abed. You're only chayev if you were given it to watch it, but not if the guy gave it to you and said, you know, get rid of this. You know, you don't have to be careful with this. You can get it lost, right? Lishmor v'lo likroa. You can watch this. You're only chayev if you to guard it, not if you were given it a condition to tear it up. In those cases, it wasn't given to Shmiras, so they're your putter. And also, Lishmor, v'lo l'chalek naniyim. You're supposed to watch my money, not necessarily, then you're chayev. But if I give you the money and you can give it out to aniyim, then you're a chayev. So, what's going on here? So here, you're given, if you give the second price says, if you give the item, and you tell the guy, the item is for you on condition that you can rip it, you're putter. Our Mishnah says, rip my item, you're chayev. Stira's in the prices. So we're gonna have, right, so basically two answers. Amar Rav Huna, lo kasha, had the asli yade, had lo asli yade. It depends on whether or not the shomer has taken possession of the item. So if the chafetz already came into the hands of the shomer, and only after that does he rip it, then even if he told him that to tear or rip it, he would be chayef, because he already started the shmira. But if, the bryson says that your putter is the lo asli yade, that he ripped it before he accepted the shmira. In other words, I'm going to give this to you, you know, and I don't know how the exact case is.
How does that work?
I guess he says, I'm not accepting the shmir yet, and rips it.
Until after I rip it.
Correct. So Amalei Rabba, Rabba says it doesn't make sense, because Lishmor, the Asli Yodei Mashma. When it's Lishmor, the whole diuk is talking about Lishmor means he gave it to him to guard him, which means it came into his hands, it was in his possessions. So Rabba is going to modify Rav Huna. So Ella Amalei Rabba, ha the Asli Yodei. Both cases are where he already has them. He's guarding them. He already has them. Velo kasha. Ha, the Mishnah that says that your potter is simple. The asul yadei b'torah shmira. When he gave it to him on condition that you guard it. So he gave it to him b'torah shmira. And then I think only later he says, by the way, if you want to rip it, you have to rip it. So I guess the idea of the shmira takes place first. And therefore he would be potter unless the guy says, amanas liftor. But the brisa, ha, the asul yadei b'torah kriya. When he gave it to him, he tells him before even the shmira begins that he can rip it. So then there's no chash if he rips it or he loses it because he never accepted it. Betorash shmira.
Well, why would you rip something if you're eventually going to watch it?
Because the guy told me you can rip it. Maybe you're the demolition guy, so he gave it to you to take care of it. What? You're the guy who knows how to get rid of things, so he gave it to you to get rid of.
Even though eventually you're going to watch it later?
Why do you have to watch it? If you could let it rip it, you're not watching it. That's the whole point. If he gave it to you with Torah Shmira, then he gave it to you with Torah Shmira, and said, the only time you'd be potter if you say, I'm a Nas Liftor. Why there are all these distinctions, I'm not...
I don't know why you would have such a crazy case.
Because we have... You guys ask that question all the time. That's just the case of the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara is up wild cases all the time. That's just from the cases you extract the law. That's how it goes. I just don't understand that question. We ask that a lot. That's the case of the Gemara.
Because I would think you talk about things people usually do. It's a very odd.
No, you talk about things in order to extract the law. So, right, so Ella Amar Rabba, Hava Had Asli Yadei Velokasha, Had Asli Yadei B'Torah Shmira, Had Asli Yadei B'Torah Kriya. Okay, and then comes right. That's how. That's Rashi. It would be Tosos. Tosos learns a little differently. Maybe you like Tosos better. I don't know. He says, let's see. Oh, Hadas Yode. Perish Masnisen. What's our mission? Look at the last Tosos. Perish Masnisen. Senoson Liyado. He gave it to him, right? The Nifka gave it to the Mafkin, to the Shomer. The Amrale Shmor. Hold this for me. The imtirtza likro, and if you want to rip it up, you don't care about it, I'll say kiritzoncha. Do whatever you want, right? The kevon shechas ala chefetz. But since he sort of indicated that he wants the chefetz, shelo amolo kiro ad shebali yodo shevkido etz lotchila, ma shenos ne rishos likroa, b'sim dvarim, ein omer ken kidei lepacha, ol betumi mili hu dohavi kidei shimur lebaratzon. Maybe he's saying, like, the guy doesn't really want it. Watch it. He tries to convince him, to watch it for him. So he hands it to him and says, "All right, if it gets ripped, don't worry about it." But really, you know, he's only saying that because he's trying to convince him. Otherwise, he would have told him up front, "I've given this to you, you know, and you can rip it right away. I'm ready to get rid of." Right? He says, "Kadei sheyishmor lo berotzon velo yidok shemi yidakni mo yosim yidai im tikra v'tomo din shehudik amrlei." But Afal Gav the Asr Torah's career, even though when it came into his hand, he was given permission to rip it. Sha'amalei b'shas nesina, he told him right away when he gave it to him, Chayev ala kriya, he still be chayev. That's the case in the Mishnah. U'braisa b'delo asl yade. Sha'amalei tol chayvetz ploni ha'menuch sham tishmarenu liv im ritzoncha tikra'eyu. That, he says, you know, that chayvetz I'm going to give to you to watch. When I give it to you, you can. You know, I don't care if you rip it. Okay, so there it's a little bit. He's telling him even to begin with that it's not that it's that he can rip it.
So these stipulations need to be in front of witnesses, or
I would for them to be chal, no. For them to be proven, most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. You don't need witnesses lekima davar. It's not like kiddushin, but if you want to prove it. It's probably best to either have a star or witnesses or something like that. It won't affect the truth, but it would maybe affect your ability to make a claim to collect it. Mazdan. Okay. Next case. Hu arnika ditstaka. So there was this pouch of staka, the asi lupumpadisya. It was brought to Pumpadisya in order to be given out to the aniyim of the year, in the year. So afkide Rav Yosef gabe ehu gavra. So Rav Yosef, who is the gabe tzedakah, Rashi says, sort of pawned off the responsibility for washing the money onto somebody else, right? Afkide, which I think is an issue to begin with. So afkide Rav Yosef gabe ehu gavra. So Pashava, this guy was posheya. So even if he's a shomer king, he was posheya. So now what's the story? Is he chayev? Because does he have is that mammon that has tovim? You have to have a claimant. Who can make the claim on this money? For every ani that comes, you can theoretically say, "Well, it wasn't meant for you; it was meant for the other guy." There's no claimant over here. He says, "Gabi pasha bo." So asa got na'avuvi
gnuve. Why wouldn't the guy who sent him with the arniki be the claimant?
Because it's not his money. The money was collected from thousands of people and put in a tzedakah box to give out to the tzedakah to the aniyim.
He had responsibility over it as gabei
tzedakah. That's why I said Rav Yosef giving it to him is a little strange, right. But Rav Yosef gives it over to this guy. Pasha bo and asu ganavim ganuve, and ganavim came, but chayve Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was chayve this guy to pay back the money for the aniyim. The Gemara asks, Amalei Abaye Vatanya. We just had the brisa that said lishmor v'lo lechalik laniyim. When you're a shomer, the shmir is only obligates you to shmir and not to get distributed to aniyim, because I think the reason is because by aniyim there is no claimant. It doesn't belong to anybody yet. It doesn't belong to the people who gave it stock. It doesn't belong to the garbage stock. It doesn't belong to anybody yet. Who can claim that money is theirs? So Gemara says no. The aniyim of Pumbedisa was different. Amalei aniyim of Pumbedisa mikitz kaitzluhu v'lishmoru. The aniyim of Pumbedisa, Rashi says, Mamun kachle kachle Shabbos a kol echad havile mamun sheisot tov in the kamina beilishmor. There was some sort of ledger that said Reuven was going to gets $50, Shimon gets $40, you know, Levi gets $180. So there was a list. So it already knew the Aniyim already knew how much of that money belongs to them. So there the Gemara says that they are considered tovim because they already know how much is going to be theirs, and therefore that's not considered l'chalik l'aniyim. That's an actual shmira for people whose money it is. But your question, I think, is valid. What is Rav Yosef doing if he's the gabbai tzedakah, handing it off to somebody else? Is he allowed to do that? Seems that that's the case. I don't know.
He wasn't up to it.
What? Eventually he was blind. I don't know if he was blind his whole life. Remember?
That's it.
He got sick. Right, he got sick, got blind, forgot his learning.
Or he was just getting up to the mountains. He was just getting up to the mountains.
Okay, but you have a responsibility to deal with it. You know, bro. I guess you're right. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Hajin Allah HaKovel. Now we go into the ninth parak. Right, so the first six parakim talked about damage. The seventh plus parak, we talked about Geneva. The eighth parak, we talked about Chavala. Now the next two parakim, Hagozel and Hagozel, both start to go on. But there was talk about Gzela. So our parak is talking about Gzela. So when it comes to Gzela, you have to return the object as is. If it's still as is, you have to return the object. Gzela Sher Gozel. You have to pay money. And there's also a concept that we call it just Kinyanim. There's Kinyani Gzela. When I steal something, there are kinyanim. So what the kinyanim have an impact if there's a shinoi, there's a change in the item. Because what you have to do is your obligation is to return the item as is. If the item is no longer as is, and that's the whole determination, what means no longer as is, then you, the gazlan, acquire the object, and you have to pay back compensation instead. So the whole to do is, how the kinyanim work, so basically you could say, there are two ways to say it. You can say that the shinoi creates the kinyan, like the shinoi is the maisa kinyan, and therefore at the moment I do the shinoi, that's when it becomes mine. But there are other achronim, Rav Chanan basically says, is that no, the second I steal something, that is, I'm calling it there. The only problem is that there's something blocking my kinyanim. It's called, I have to return the object, the heshiv san zeh l'sher gazel. Once the shinoi takes place, the heshiv as a gazel, falls away, and then I get my kinyan is now effective. But that kinyan, the maisa kinyan, took place at the shas gazela, as opposed at the shas shinoi. Lots of machlokos are going to be explained by Afronim based on that hakira.
You say the gazel versus the ganav here? Is that what it's
saying? No, we said it in the seventh paragraph applies to a ganav as well, but we learned it out from the gazel. But the difference between a ganav and a gazel is you're only paying the object, you're only paying once. You don't have to pay the kefil or the dal of
the
head.
No.
Okay. Fine. Right, so the gazan returns the gzeh, like we said, only if it is as it was stolen, but if it changes from the way it was, he's nicknamed the gazan, and he has to pay. Right, because the heshev, like say, gazal, right, we learned that in Daf Samach Vav, right? Im hi kishen shagazal, yachzir, v'im lav, eno machzir, elam v'shalem, damim. So, case of the Mishnah. Hagozel eats him. Guy steals wood. Hagozel eats him. V'asan kelim. He makes a chair. Everyone says, every case, every listen to anybody makes a chair. We'll say he makes a table. Okay, he makes a keli out of it. He changed it. First it was wood. Now it's a kli. Okay. Remember, you have to also look at the different types of shinuyim. This seems to be a permanent change. You're not going to be able to get it back to that log. It's a chair. Okay. Semer v'asan begadim. Or he stole wool. It's shorn wool. And he weaved them, and he made clothing. Also, to be something, it's no longer to go back to its natural state of the wool. So then, Mishalim Kishasa Gzela. He doesn't pay the value of the object now. Usually, the clothing itself is worth more than the wool, but he stole wool, he changed it, he transformed it, and now he pays, so he gets it, and he pays back the value at the time of the theft. Next case, Gazal Para Mi'uberes V'yalda, steals a pregnant cow, and the cow gives birth. Right, so there's a change here. The question is, who's the change? Is the change on the Rachel? Is the change right? Is the change on the birth? The change on the cow? The calf or the cow or both? So Gazal Parmu Beres Miyada Rachel Tuuna Ogaza. He steals a. I think he translates as a U. E W E. Right. He steals a U that's filled with wool and he shears it. Ogaza Mishalan Dmei Paro Omedes Leleled Udmei Rachel Omedes Legazes. We say this is a shinoi. I don't know, especially with the Rachel, it seems to be a shinoi that's chos libriyaso. It's not a permanent shinoi. The Rachel's going to regrow the wool. Nevertheless, we say that's a shinoi. So what do you have to pay back? You don't have to pay back the wool. You have to pay back the value of a sheep or a cow that's pregnant, what they were worth at pregnant. So Mechlokas, we've shown him, and he's like, well, wait a second, the cow is standing right here. The cow really hasn't changed. Can you give the cow and pay the difference? Or do you keep the cow as well and give the full amount? Did the shinoi take place on the cow as well, or just on the calf? So if you say that the shinoi didn't take place on the cow, so they returned the cow, the only difference is that you stole a pregnant cow. You can't give back a pregnant cow, so you give back the cow, and the difference of what the value would be, I think the article has a whole calculation there, the difference of what would be on the of a pregnant cow. So let's just say a cow itself is worth 100, a pregnant cow is worth 150, you give back the cow, and then you pay an extra 50. Or do you say, no, the shinoi took place, and the Rush says, the shinoi took place on the cow as well, you keep the whole thing, you just have to pay him back the 150, but you keep the cow. Machlokes Zavi is whether or not there's a shinoi on the cow itself.
He keeps the gift,
though. The gazan will keep the cow. If you're paying back the value of a pregnant cow, then there's a shinoi, so that's yours. Same thing with the wool. Now, what about the following case? Gazal para, so I steal a cow, Vinis Abra Etzlo V'yolda, and it gets pregnant by me and gives birth. Or Rachel, I stole a ewe, and then it grows its wool. Vinis Ana Etzlo Ugzaza. Again, Mishalim B'shasak Zela. I get, basically, I'm getting the, once the shinoi takes place, I get the benefit of it, and I just pay him back what I stole. I just pay it back. Here I think it's a little unfair, because if I steal the cow, so the cow theoretically can become pregnant at any time. So I also took away this guy's potential for getting a calf.
Yes, but we had this thing before.
Of course.
Case.
We had this case. We have the case in the seventh parak. We spoke about this.
Right. It's if you have a cow and you work the cow, that's
the output. Right. Right. That's what we're saying. So
same
thing. Exactly. Zehaklal kol hagazlanim mishalmim kishasek zela. That's the halacha. All the gazlanim, when they pay the value based upon the time of the gzela. It's interesting though, because there's a machlokas shishonai also about kol hagazlanim mishalmim kishasek zela. What does that really mean? So the Rosh says that. So some say what that means is that you evaluate the item. The Rosh says you evaluate the item based on its value at the moment you stole it. At the moment you stole it, right? That's the Russian Simon Gimel. But there is a Tosfos who says that no, you pay it based on the value at the moment of the shinui. What was it worth at the moment that the one moment before the shinui took place? Is an issue with this Lashon or the Mishnah. But what was it worth the moment that the shinui took place? So I stole it on March 1st, right? But it gave birth, or I sheared it on March 30th. So according to the Rush, I pay the value on March 1st. According to Tosfos, I pay the value on March 30th. I told you there's a hakira of how shinui works. So the Salvechik says that's a nafkamina to how shinui works. If shinui works, that the shinui is the maisa kinyan. So when do you take possession of it? At the maisa shinui. So that's what Tosfos says. That's when you evaluate it, because that's the moment the shinui took place. But if you learn like Rav Elchanan learned, that the shinui, the kinyan, takes place at the moment you stole it. Just that there's something preventing you from taking it because you have this veheshiv sakzeira shirkazal. Then when that falls away, so when was my kinyan? My kinyan was back then on March 1st. So then I'm going to pay from that moment in time, not from the moment in time the shinui took place. Okay. That's told you there was a promise there'd be enough community between that hakira. Okay, there are more, many more, but just for today.
They have it for 3 years.
What?
They have it for 3 years, for instance.
The value can fluctuate.
Exactly.
In fact, where does the shinui take place? I mean, then maybe say he got older, his kina. So maybe that's a shinui. Maybe that's a shinui. So when does the shinui take place? Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think if you say like the one who says that you pay at the moment of the theft, then it's very easy. That's very easy. What was it worth at the day I stole it?
Right. So the Gemara never works with inflation. It doesn't have that concept.
No, it has different valuations. So it does. It talks about the market goes up, the market goes down. If you talk about economics, that's inflationary. If items change in price, if it goes up in price, then it wasn't a moment in time.
That's appreciation. Then it
inflated from when it was from one to no. Appreciation means.
No, but if the price appreciates, it's not necessarily inflation.
No.
You just have the price realized.
All right, so we'll have an economics class at a different time. It doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
But
I did.
Because somebody realizes it's a game, it's not inflation.
What?
You guys have to go, you know, inflation, if somebody realizes it's a game.
Of course. Yeah.
So,
right. Well, that's what you do for a living. You make gains without inflation.
So, I mean, that's not something. You have zero inflation, that's something
real. Right, but if you go according to the shots of the moment you stole it, if you say that's when you have the kinyan, then none of this matters.
Why does the ratio start with permanent changes?
That's what I'm saying. I'm pointing out, it's interesting. And their other Mishnayos are going to come up now.
Temporary changes.
Okay. Right. There's another Mishnayos that come up later talking about all temporary changes. That's what I pointed out. Different types of changes. These are Shinoi Echoza Librioso. So it happens to be, like Tosfos points out, we'll see in a moment. Okay. We'll see if I have time. But you're right. There are different types of changes. So different type. Maybe that's the finish of the Mishnah. All these types of changes are considered changes.
Even if something's going to happen, like where you,
what about the Shino de Mimela? That's where we had the case in Daf Samach Vav. We had you stole an Klev and Nasal Isle, Eagle and Nasal Shore. It was just by natural. It was a natural change. Right. So Amri, and there was a Machlokas there. So Amri, okay. Our Mishnah said that you stole Eitzim Vasa Kalim. You stole trees. You stole wood and you turn them into a kalim. That's considered a shinoi. But sheep on low. Sheep, I think, means we smooth it. I'm not exactly sure. But it's just
plant them.
Plant. So that plant is smooth them. Okay. So you smooth them. That's, based on the deek of our mission, that's not considered a change because you didn't really do anything to it. Now it's just basically just a shaving. There's a machlokas of somebody, if someone steals the trees and chops it down, is that considered a shinoi? The Ravid says no, it's still a tree, just a tree that was chopped down, but it still has the same whatever. See, again, understood. It depends on how you define it, how you look on it. But here they're saying that if you just planed it a little bit, the diak is that that's not a change. And also our Mishnah says, Semer Rasan Begadim. What's the change when it comes to wool? That to make a real big change when it goes into clothing. But Libnon, but if you just washed it or whitened it, that would not be considered a change. Talking about a full change. The Gemara says, Rimini, I'll actually steal from a Brisa. A Brisa says, Gozal Eitzin Veshipon. You stole wood and you planed them. Avonim Vesitason. I guess you took stone and you chiseled them a little bit. Semer Velibnon. You stole wool and you whitened them. Pishton Vinikau. You stole flax and you cleaned it out. Mishali Mishasa Gzela. That is considered a Shinoi. Because I'm paying Gashasa Gzela, not now. Our mission is that's not a Shinoi. His wife says it is a Shinoi. Some Rabaye. Basically, there are two. We have two answers, and the third answer in Tosos. But Amr Abaye, Tana Didon Katani Shinoi de Rabbanon de Hadra, V'Kol Shekein Shinoi de Raisa. Our Mishnah is talking about a Shinoi that can, like Ms. Zioni, what you were pointing out. Now, our entire Mishnah is Shinoi HaChozer. The case would be where he took wood and he just probably put them together with nails or something like that, where it's very easy to pull them apart.
Right.
It didn't make a type of real heavy change. And there, we said that's the Hadra, and we say, even there, it's Kone, your Kone, and you only shame Shas Kazela. The Kol Shekein, Shinoi Mi D'Oraisa. And Kol Shekein, a Shinoi D'Oraisa would be a change. And therefore, he's saying that the Brisa is talking about a more strong type of change. That your kona, and our Mishnah, which is a weaker change, is even kona because you have a din derabanan. The whole idea of takanas meirish, if you force a guy to take his thing apart, then maybe he won't do tshuva. We won't take the tshuva, so we say you keep it and you just pay. Right? The case over there is the guy steals a beam and puts the beam into the foundation of the home. You don't tend it. The beam is right there. You can see it. You take it out and we give it back to him. He said, no, if I take out that beam, I gotta take down the whole house. So you want him to do tshuva. Say, okay, pay for the beam. That's called Takanos Meirish, or Takanos HaShavim. So now Abai is now going to explain. So, Eitzim Vasotin Kalim, what's the case, this is going to answer what you were talking about, Yoni, what's the case of our Mishnah? Our entire Mishnah is talking about reversible changes. So currently here, Abai says, a reversible change is only considered a Shinoi Midrabana. So so the case of the Mishnah is Eitzim Vasotin Kalim, be Eitzim Mishupim. They're already planed and they're already chopped up. They're already in the right form. Umay ninu nisarim deshinu hadlibriyosahu. I guess he just piles them up or nails them together.
They're finished boards
already. What does he do to them? He sort of just puts them in place.
He just has to assemble it.
Okay, so they're finished boards. So he's not changing the board itself. It's the case that we have there. They can be taken out, right? Umay ninu nisarim deshinu hadlibriyosahu. The e boy mishloiflu. We can just take it apart. Right, got like an erector set. You just take it apart, or Lego. So, but we tell him that midrabanan, he doesn't have to do that. He just has to return.
That's all. Lego's made to be taken apart.
All right. So this, I hear you. So tsemer, not the real fancy ones, but tsemer v'asam begadim. So tsemer v'asam begadim. What's that? That's where b'tsemer tavo. He already stole spun wool. The shinoi the hadler b'yosehu. So then, if you undo the shirt, you can pull out the threads. Basically, you stole thread. And if you undo the shirt, it's still thread again. We thought the case where you stole the wool and then spun and then all the changes. It's not. It's less lower level change that you can, that's reversible. The e-boy, you start slowly, you can pull it out. The kol shekein, if that your kone, and you only pay kashas kazela, kol shekein mi d'oraisa. Kol shekein shinoi d'oraisa, which is a real full-fledged. And what's that? V'tana bara, the braisa, is gadol eitzin v'shipan, avon asit semer v'libban, that's shinoi d'oraisa katani. That's a Shinoi D'Oraisa. So there it's going to be a full-fledged change where he took the wool and he whitened it, he did something, he chiseled it, he planed it, he shaved some things off the wood. That's a change. The Shinoi D'Rabbanan Lokotani. But the Brisa is not talking about Shinoi D'Rabbanan. So that's the difference between a Mishnah, the Brisa coined to Abaye. Abaye says the Mishnah is talking about a low-level change which is Shinoi Chozer L'Briyoso. That answers your question of why that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Nevertheless, Takanos D'Rabbanan say that you're Koneh. And the Brisa is talking about a full-fledged Shinoi that's not Chos L'Briyoso and the Kol Shekein your Kone, but the Brisa is not talking about, they're talking about two different types of Shinoi. One's talking about Shinoi Chos L'Briyoso, one's talking about Shinoi in Chos L'Briyoso. That there's a coin to Abaye, Shinoi Chos L'Briyoso is only Kone Midoraisa. Tosos points out that we had Rabba Adaf Samachay, which we pointed out, Vim Tomal Rabba, the Islay Afil Shinoi Chos L'Briyoso Ha Midoraisa. Rabba had in Daf Samachay that a Shinoi that's Chos L'Briyoso is Kone Midoraisa. Okay, the parish Meruba, so how is he going to answer our Mishnah? Because see, he's not going to answer our Mishnah like Abaye, and he's certainly not going to answer our Mishnah now like Ravashi. Just keep Rav in mind a second. Rav Ash, maybe not. Rav Ashi Amar, Tana Didan, Nami Shinu Dioraisa Katani. Our Mishnah is also talking about Shinu Dioraisa. Why? Eitzim Vaso Kalim is Buchani, Dahainu. And what is it? When it says Eitzim Vaso Kalim, that's talking about Buchani, Dahainu Shipon. He's saying the Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about the same case. They're describing the same case, meaning Rav Ashi is going to hold, not like you, that a Shinu Yechoz L'Briyoso is not Kone at all, not even on a Doraisa level. There's no impact if it's going to, a non-permanent change is not a change, basically what he says. So how does he explain?
This concept is, if you cut down a tree...
Well, that's I just said that outside. But okay.
No, I'm saying, if you cut down a tree, and you're saying, I'm talking about Chos L'Briyoso, and you're saying that that's Chos L'Briyoso...
But I didn't steal the tree, I stole wood.
Stole the wood, but that wood is that from the tree. The owner could have cut the wood and made a table out of it and sold it. Now you cut the wood, you stole the wood. Till that tree is going to produce wood again to be able.
There's no tree here. There's no tree here. I walked into the store of the guy who sells wood, and I stole wood. I stole 2x4s. No.
Okay.
Sorry. So Rav Ashi Amar Tani Don Nami Shinu Dereisik Tani Eitzim Vason Kalim is Buchani Dahainu Shipon. Our case of Eitzim Vason Kalim is to make this sort of pestle, like a mortar and a pestle. He made this type of thing, and that's the same idea of Shipon. The Mishnah and the Braisa are talking about the same case. And Semer Vason Begadim, Semer made Begadim is Namti Dahainu Shinu Delohadar. I'm not exactly sure what Namti means.
Felt.
So what does that mean? He made it into felt.
That's felgar made by pressing real well until the fibers are compacted together in a firm quality.
Okay, so that's the case. Whatever the case is in the Mishnah, the same case in the Braisa, it's a non-reversible, it's an irreversible change.
Yeah,
okay. Right, so basically, that if you point out, there's a three-way machlokas now in Shinu Yechoz L'Briyoso. You have Abaye who says, let's go to the spectrum. Rabba says, based on Tosas brings down, Rabba says, Shinu Yechoz L'Briyoso, full-fledged Shinu Yechonet. Abaye in the middle says, Shinu Yechoz L'Briyoso, only konami de rabbanon. Rav Ashi says shinoi chos barasso, not a shinoi at all. How do you explain that machlokas? You have to explain. So I don't know. Okay, but you see that there's a different. Everyone struggles to figure out what's considered a valid shinoi or not. Okay, so now the Gemara basically mentioned that libun whitening we said was a shinoi. The Gemara asks, "V'libui mihavi shinoi? Is whitening really considered a shibui?" Very minu. I'll ask you a kasha. This is from the conservation against the first shearings I have to give to the kohen, and I have to give it to the kohen as is. Lo hispik lit no lo. If I don't have the ability, if I don't give it to the kohen right away, achet siva o, and I colored it, hare potter, you're potter because you were kohen at b'shinoi because you colored it. But livno v'lot siva o chayev. But if I whitened it, only whitened it, and I didn't color it, I'm still chayev to give. It's not considered a shinoi. We just said livin whitening it is a shinoi.
Right.
So what's going on? Comes Rabbi Amar Abaye Lokasha Harab Shimon. The Bryce that says that it is a shinoi. Right, the Bryce that we quoted before, that Libun is a Shinoi, that's Rav Shimon. And the Mishnah that we just quoted by the Rishis Agaz, that's Rabbanan. Titania, we have another Bryce that says, Gizazo, right, if you sheared the Tzemer, Tva'o, the Argo, Emesar. Yet there's a certain shiur, that has to be given for the Rishis Agaz. So if I have, and let's just say it takes 10 sheep to be shorn to get to that thing. What I do is I shear one, and then I spin it, and then I weave it. I do all these changes. Perfect. So whatever it is, it takes me 10 to get to the 1/60th of the total yield. So then whatever I do, if I start making changes as I'm shearing each wool, each sheep, if I'm shearing each sheep, do I make the mitzarif? In other words, no. So he says, once I start making changes to each one, ain mitzarif. Livno, all I did was whiten it, Rav Shimon Omer ain mitzarif. They're not mitzarif because he says that is considered a change. That's Rav Shimon. Hachamim Omer mitzarif. It's not considered a change, and therefore it's mitzarif. Exactly what Rabbi said. Machlok Rav Shimon and Rabbanan. Rav Omer, no. Ha, the Ha Rav Shimon, both are Mishnah. The Mishnah of the Corporations against and the Brights about Libun hold like the same thing. Ha, the different types of whitening. Ha, the Mishnah that says that is that's not a shinoi, is just the naptse. It's just separating the wool. I guess if you're pulling out certain things with your hand, so it gets you're pulling out some of the dirt that's inside, so it looks like it's whiter. That's not a shinoi. But the braisa that says that it really is a shinoi, that's the sarke seruke. That's where you do it with the actual comb. Not just by hand, you do the actual comb. It creates more of a change, more of a whitening. That's a shinoi. That's one answer. That's second answer. Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar, he says, no, ha, the Mishnah that says that it is not a change is ha, the chavure chavure. It's just you just washed it. Regular washing, I guess, with water, right? But where it is a change, it's a kabri kibure. Use some of the detergent. So that makes it a full flesh change. So therefore, now we got rid of the stira between whether or not whitening is considered a shinui or not, depends on how you do the whitening. Okay. Now, hashtag yeshlomer. Now, basically, we just said that whitening, according to Reb Shimon, is a change. Now we're going to bring a brisa where Reb Shimon seems to say that putting color is not a change. So if pulling color is not a change, just making it white is a change. The Gemara says, hashtag yeshlomer. Now that we're going to prove that several Reb Shimon lo have a shinoi, libun have a shinoi, just making it white is a change. The Tanya, the following case, Gaza, so Yisrael shears his son, Rishon, one by one, Utsvo. One by one, and he shears and he colors it, or rishon v'tva'o, and he spins it, rishon v'argo, ain mitzaref. It's not, they can't be mitzaref to each other because there's a change. Yeah, as he's coloring it, he's changing it, so that's a change. Or Shimon Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon tva'o mitzaref. If he colors it, it is mitzaref. That's not considered a change. So coloring, so this Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda quotes Rabbi Shimon as saying that coloring is not a change. But we just proved that Rav Shimon says that whitening is a change. Isn't coloring more of a change than making it white? So Rabbi, no, he says, no kasha, it's a machlokas tanayim within Rabbi Shimon. Ha, Rabbanan libid Rabbi Shimon, ha, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda libid Rabbi Shimon. According to the Rabbanan libid Rabbi Shimon, whitening is a change, so kosher king coloring is a change. According to the second brisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, he's going to say that, well, no, that's not a change. The Gemara says, doesn't like that. Rava amar la'olam lo pligli a leid Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Really, everyone holds that whitening, according to Rabbi Shimon, is considered a change. Why is coloring different? The shiny tseva, ho'il v'yachol la'vira ayidei tzafon. You can get the color out. I guess you can bleach it or something. Or the colors, the dyes that they had, could run off. So you can get the color out. So therefore, it's not considered a change. As Masha Inkin, when it came to Libun, whitening it, when you pulled out the stuff and you made it whiter with the comb, then it's not going to go back to the way it was before. The Chikatani Hasam, and over there in the Mishnah where it said, Lo he speak litno lo achitzvo pater, vo kimne bedivrei kol ai, but there is another Mishnah that says, if before I gave it to the Kohen, I colored it, and everyone agrees that it's pater in that case, what case is that? That, kedivrei kol, in our favorite, kali ilan, you know, the four trelis, the fake clay, the kali ilan, the lo avar. That is so powerful of a dye, cannot be taken out. So there, everyone agrees. I mean, everyone agrees that everything's a shinoi. You have to look at the case. If it's coloring that can come out, it's not a shino. If it's coloring that can come, that cannot come out, it is a shino. If it's whitening that's with your hand, that's not a shino. If it's whitening by the machine or by comb, that is a shino. Well, it depends on the case.
I'm not understanding what the nefkamin mean is, because if the liability is just to reimburse the person you stole from,
so I give him cash instead of giving him the wool. That's the nefkamin. I pay him cash instead of the wool. But which coin am I going to give cash to? There's no for every Kohen comes to me and says, "Oh, give me the cash." I can say I give it to somebody else. So once I convert it, if I convert the item, then I'm sort of off the hook.
Okay.
Stop here. Yeah. Stop here. All right.
Excellent job.